Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
On the 19th of September, the National Council of Women Canterbury Branch held an event to celebrate the 132nd anniversary since New Zealand women gained the right to vote in parliamentary elections. The event was held at the Kate Shepherd Memorial in Oxford Terrace and involved some interesting and inspirational speakers, starting with a mihi whakatau by Ngai Tuahuriri.
Ki runga I te papa tū pēnoa e, nā pā ki paka tika tika o wai taha e, paka tau mai rā koutou e.
Āti hei mariora, e tuku atu te hōnore. Ki te matua tama wairua tapu me ngāna hira pono, me te mā ngai hei tau toko mai, aia nei, āke nei ai. Nā reira, kei te hui hui tātou, i runga i tēnei rā, whakamaumahara. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā rā tātou katoa. Ngā poruporu ā ki ngā mate maha, ngā mate kei wānganui a koutou, kei wānganui a mātou, haere. Kā piti hono tātai hono, te hunga mate ki te hunga mate, ka piti hono tātai hono, te hungora ki te hungora, āti hei mariora. Nā reira ki a koutou, ngā mana ngā reo, e ngā kārangatanga maha, nau mai hara mai piki mai kake mai. Hara mai i runga i te kaupapa, te rā whakamai mahara, mō tō tātenei mareikura a Kate Shepherd. Tēnei rā ngai tuahiriri, e tuku atu a mātou mihi ki a koutou kua tau mai nei. Nau mai hara mai kei rungi te karanga o tēnei o tātenei hui huinga. Nau mai anō kei runga ki tēnei o tātenei whenua. Kia koutou, i ngā mema o te paremata, i ngā mema o te kaunihera, tēnei rā, te reo rāhiri, tēnei te reo aroha o ngai tuahiriri, e tuku atu nei kia koutou. Ki ngā mātā waka katoa, kua tau mai nei, ki ngā kārangatanga maha katoa o tahu, tēnei rā kamahi atu kia koutou, nau mai hara mai. Huri noa ki ngā kai whakarite, kai hautū, kau hoi, o tēnei a tātenei hui huinga, tēnei rā kamihi atu ki a koutou. Huri noa, nau mā hara mai, kauta katoa rā, āti hei mauri ora. So in translation, firstly, I offer the blessings to our Father, the Son, and our Holy Spirit, our holy and faithful angels as confirmed by God. And to you all, I say welcome. Welcome here on the call of this kaupapa as we remember Kate Shepherd. Welcome here to the ancestral lands of Ngai Tuahiriri. And on behalf of our kaumātua, our elders, welcome to you all. They would have loved to have been in attendance today, but as most of you have heard me say, they are at the graduations of our rangatahi, our future. But they send their love and thoughts to you all who have come. And I just want to acknowledge our members of Parliament, our MPs who are here, our councillors, Mayor Phil Major, tēnā koe, tēnā koe kaitaku rangatira, kua tau mai nei, huri nō tēnei a tātēnei hui huinga, mihi ana kia koutou. And if we can all stand and we'll all sing our waiata, kia roha, kia ora tātou.
Kia roha, te whakapono, me te rangi mari e te tātou sātoe hil.
Nā reira, nau mai runga te aroha, te rangi mari me te whakapono. Welcome on the belief of, welcome on love, faith and hope. Huri nō tēnei a tātou, mihi ana kia koutou. Welcome, mihi ana, kia ora tātou. Please be seated.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Louise Tepa aho. I am the president of the National Council of Women Otatahi Christchurch branch. On behalf of our branch organising committee and our branch members, I would like to warmly welcome you all to the 132nd celebration of women's suffrage in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Ngā mihi nui, hūtika and māka from Ngā Tuahiriri, for your wonderful mihi whakatau, and we thank you so much for your ongoing support of our organisation.
The Te Konihira Wahine o Aotearoa National Council of Women New Zealand has a long history of working to improve the lives of women and girls in our communities, 132 years in fact. We are an umbrella organisation with a specific focus on gender equality, which is based in our belief that as a country, we will be better off socially and economically if we are gender equal. We have branches across the country, and our members are both individuals and representatives of other organisations who work to support women and girls. Collectively, our reach is over 200,000, with many of our membership organisations representing all genders. The NCWNZ Otatahi Christchurch branch holds a celebration of Suffrage Day on September the 19th every year. Here, at this wonderful memorial to the women who fought for national suffrage, it is a time to reflect and celebrate the work of those wahine who have gone before us. The impressive memorial behind me features some of these women: Kate Shepherd, Mary Tetai Mangakahia, Ada Wells, Harriet Morrison, Helen Nicol, and Amy Daldy. In 1993, the centenary year of women's suffrage being granted in this country, the members of the Kate Shepherd Memorial Committee, whose efforts led to the establishment of this memorial, had a vision for the memorial. I quote, "that it be seen as an attraction for both locals and tourists, and a place of pilgrimage for those interested in women's history and their vital contribution to our country." Today, we will be hearing from speakers who are focused on making sure that we are upholding this vision today. And at this point, I would like to give a special welcome to Micah and Meryl. Micah is the sister of the sculptor, Maureke, who was the sculptor for this beautiful memorial, and Meryl, her niece. And they've come from South Canterbury, so we're so pleased to have you here. Just a quick rundown of the program today. We're delighted that Pauline Cotter, our Deputy Mayor, will give us the welcome, and then there'll be an opening address from Chrissy Major, the Mayoress. Thank you, Chrissy and Mayor Phil Major, for being here with us today. It's also wonderful to see so many councillors and other elected members of local body government and several of our local MPs here to help us celebrate women's suffrage. Katie Chilton, who is a member of the Te Whakaronga Trust, the Kate Shepherd National Memorial Site Enhancement Project, will update us on progress on this exciting project. We can't wait to hear from her. We will then hear from Rangatahi Wahine from the Christchurch Youth Council. And finally, from Helen Osborne, who is the manager of Te Whare Waiʻetuʻutu Kate Shepherd House, will speak. At the end of the event, we are thrilled that Judith Sutherland, representing the Kate Shepherd Memorial Trust, will present this year's award to the very deserving recipient. We would then love to invite everyone here to place white camellias at the foot of the memorial statue as a tribute to Kate, Mary, Ada, Harriet, Helen and Amy, and all those amazing wahine who have fought for women's rights and Aotearoa New Zealand over the decades. Now my hiring my. I'd now like to ask Pauline to come and speak to us.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Nā mihi ki nā mana whenua o tēnei takiwā. Nā mihi nui ki nā kaumātua. Nā rangatahi, nā whānau katoa. I hui mai nei, ko Pauline Cotter aho. I acknowledge Mayor Phil, MP Duncan Webb, fellow councillors. I think we have Celeste Donovan, Victoria Henstock, Sarah Templeton. Have I missed any councillors? Yanni Johansson and Melanie Coker, welcome. And Craig Calling and Vicky Southwark from Environment Canterbury. Thank you for attending today. But standing here today beside the bronze memorial, I'm reminded that we're not alone. Kate Shepherd is here with us, and so too Mary Tetai Mangakahia, Amy Daldy, Ada Wells, Harriet Morrison, and Helen Nicol. I feel the weight of history reminding me of the responsibility of my role as Deputy Mayor and the privilege of being part of Otatahi's history thanks to these pioneering and determined women. Our city holds a proud place in the story of women's suffrage, as we know. Kate and her peers changed the course of history from right here in Ototahi. But sadly, we also know that Māori women's voices were often sidelined. And while the right to vote was won in 1893, it took until 1967 for Māori women to be able to put their names forward for election in Māori electorates, reminding us that equity must always be part of our conversation. True progress doesn't come from lifting some women up while leaving others behind. It comes when all women and all communities are represented and empowered. When we look at Christchurch's own leadership, we see that progress has not always come quickly. In more than 150 years, Christchurch has only had two women mayors, Vicky Buck and Leanne Dalzell. And in the role of deputy mayor, just a handful of us, Leslie Keast, Carol Evans, Nairi Button, and Vicky Buck again, and yes, me. And I thank you, Mayor Phil, for giving me the opportunity to serve as deputy mayor. I really appreciate that. It's been an honour. And that reminds me how rare it is for women to hold these positions and how important it is that when we do, we make the most of it. Women holding leadership roles is very much about mentoring and demonstrating to young women in our city that leadership is something that they too can aspire to and achieve. So today we honour the suffragettes, not just by remembering their courage, but by carrying it forward, by continuing to challenge assumptions, by opening doors that remain closed, and by normalising women's leadership at every level. So today, as we honour and celebrate suffrage, I do so with gratitude for those who fought for us, with respect for those who were left out of their early movement, and with a firm resolve to keep pushing for equity in our time. And my hope is that when the next generation and the generations after that look back, the list of women in leadership roles across the spectrum of our society will be a much longer list. How about even longer than Kate's original petition? And that the presence of the many women in leadership will feel entirely unremarkable. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Thank you so much, Pauline. Much to think about from there. I'm now delighted to invite the Mayoress Chrissy Major to come and speak to us.
Good morning, everybody. I too would like to acknowledge all the councillors and the MPs that are here today and all the lovely people that have come when it's a little bit nippy. I'm speaking to you today, and it's a great privilege for me, to pay tribute to those who came before us, women who fought for the right to vote, but also for something greater. Because of their tenacity, every facet of our daily life looks different now. Their legacy empowers women today to participate in democracy, lead across all sectors, and shape who we are as a society. As a mother and grandmother to women and girls, this means everything, because they will inherit a world where their voices matter. And my granddaughters will grow up knowing that they aren't held back by their gender. I do have seven granddaughters between 11 and 12, and they all seem to have the ability to express their options and their wishes with great confidence, I think that we're on the right track. However, there is still work to be done. We all share the responsibility and advocate for equality and representation. We must recognise where the challenges remain. Things like gender pay gaps and underrepresentation in certain areas, while encouraging our children to live without limitations on what they can achieve. These are the opportunities that allow the next generation to build on the legacy of the suffragettes. So let's all continue to encourage young women, support their ambitions, and ensure they understand the power of their vote. And most importantly, never doubt their worth. Thank you for having me here today to join you in commemorating Women's Suffrage Day. let's keep working and make those who came before us proud. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chrissy, for reminding us of the legacy and the importance of our young women and girls today. I'd now like to invite Robin Burgess, who is the listening advisor at Heritage New Zealand, to come and talk to us about a very exciting development for our National Memorial to Women's Suffrage.
Well, Robin Burgess tōku ingoa, kei o tautahi tōku kainga, ngāre no taranaki tōku pānau. E ngā kaunui ana ki ngā mahi, e pia ana ki ngā wahi taonga, ki ngā mahi hitari o roto o Hauhiri taonga, Heritage New Zealand. Ini hea tūnei, tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou kākua. So I'm Robin Burgess. I work at Heritage New Zealand Pauhere Tonga. I am the Senior Advisor for the New Zealand Heritage List, Rārangi Kōrero. The list, as we call it for short, is a national record of our rich, significant and diverse heritage places. And today is a perfect day to celebrate the recent listing of the Kate Sheppard National Memorial to Women's Suffrage as a Category 1 historic place. This recognition affirms its outstanding heritage significance. So last year, we received a dual nomination for listing the memorial from Juliet Crawford and Fiona Lady Alworthy, both representing strong South Canterbury supporters of the artist Margaret Windhausen and of this memorial. And we've been very excited to progress the listing. The memorial was created in 1993 as part of the nationwide commemorations 100 years on from when New Zealand women famously became the first in the world to be granted the right to vote in national elections. This time in the early 1990s and the lead up to the centenary was a really energetic time of collaboration and research, a rediscovery of history as her story, and real effort was put into working through how to best honour and celebrate this important milestone. For me, the process of listing this memorial has also been something of a revelation. There were all sorts of things I already knew. But in working through the archives and talking to people involved at the time, including the artist, I learned so much more about how the concept of the memorial was progressed, how thoughtfully research for it was carried out, and how carefully the figures and names were chosen to be represented, how funds were raised, all the stages of how the artist worked up the bronze sculpture, and how this site was finally chosen. This memorial reminds us how important so many individuals and organisations were for the successful suffrage outcome. Is fitting that Kate Sheppard takes the central spot. She was recognised at the time as being at the helm of the movement and remains a symbol of its leadership. But of course, she didn't act alone. The memorial shows how women's suffrage was championed by many from all over the country. Five other women who we've already heard mentioned this morning are depicted alongside Kate Sheppard. Northland's Mary Titai Mangakahia, who sought the right to vote and to stand as a member of Te Kotahitanga, the Māori Parliament. Amy Dougherty of the Auckland Women's Christian Union and Auckland Franchise League. Christchurch's Ada Wells, educational campaigner and founder of the Canterbury Women's Institute, which was also pivotal in the suffrage campaign. Dunedin's Harriet Morrison of the Tailoresses Union and a powerful advocate for working women. And Helen Nicol, an ardent pioneer of the franchise campaign in Dunedin. And the text panels identify even more key figures, such as Dunedin's Marion Hatton and Canterbury politician Sir John Hoare, because men too were important for the suffrage campaign. This memorial's creation was a true group effort, and not all plain sailing, you could say, like the 19th century suffrage campaign. To get things started, the Kate Sheppard Memorial Appeal Committee was set up. That committee selected Margaret Windhausen as artist. Windhausen built up the faces using clay to begin with. From only a very few photos available, there were more photos of Kate Sheppard, but not that many, and no profile photographs of the other women. Elizabeth Cunningham, who was the Māori Women's Welfare League representative on the Memorial Committee, supplied a photo of Mere Tita Manga Kahiha for the sculptor to work on and suggested that she be depicted with a kurawal. Helen Nichols' great-granddaughter also posed for the sculptor to help come up with facial likenesses. Of these six main figures at the centre, Windhausen said she wanted the faces and the stance of the figures to be timeless so that these women can speak to us today as contemporary women. They both look out to the audience and beyond to the future. The two side panels are in primitive style bas relief showing late 19th century women in typical everyday settings. Māori women gathering shellfish, a woman teaching, factory tailoresses at work with their sewing machines, women in dairy work, nurturing the family and nursing the sick. All activities worthy of recognition as a valid contribution to society today, just as they were in the 19th century. There's something very inviting about this memorial. Unlike your typical male statue, presented larger than life, high up on a plinth, this one's at ground level, near life size and approachable. People engage with it. They read the informative text. They touch the monster petition and the figures' faces and hands. It's a national memorial depicting both Māori and Pākehā women and representing diversity in age, class, region, and occupation. It's a place where we women can see ourselves reflected in history. This site itself is poignant. Kate Shepherd and her husband Walter knew this spot. They would have been directly associated with what were originally timber municipal buildings behind here, and with this 1880s brick replacement. Ada Wells, who's on the memorial, entered that brick building as the first woman member of the Christchurch City Council in 1917. And from this memorial, we look across to the Canterbury Provincial Council buildings, where the National Council of Women held their first meeting in 1896 and planned their lobbying for further reforms. The Kate Shepherd National Memorial to Women's Suffrage was partially funded through a public campaign. Supporters of the fundraising appeal had their names recorded on a time capsule scroll, deliberately reminiscent of the suffrage petition, and this is deposited inside the memorial. Through the listing process, we've been able to explore Redsett's situation in the late 19th century that included historical differences for Māori women in the 1890s, who were effectively involved in two suffrage movements at the same time. They supported the Women's Christian Temperance Union and the purpose-built Women's Franchise Leagues in seeking the right to vote in the House of Representatives, and they also sought the right to vote in the Māori Parliament. In traversing the 20th century, we've looked at the broader story of the New Zealand Women's Movement, its connections to the National Council of Women and the Māori Women's Welfare League. And by the time of the 1993 centenary celebrations, how far we'd progressed in society. Or not. The sculpture was unveiled here on the 19th of September 1993 in a special ceremony, attended by some 3,000 people. As Governor-General Dame Cath Tizard unveiled the memorial, birds were released and choirs sang. The crowds then enjoyed a street party along Worcester Boulevard. Well, we don't quite have that today, but we do have a specially bound copy of the listing report to present to the Ōtautahi branch of the National Council of Women. And so I'm going to hand over to my colleague, our Heritage New Zealand Senior Outreach Advisor, Dr. Rosemary Baird, to present the certificate and the report. And if others are interested in getting a copy of this, you can send me afterwards.
Thank you, Robin, for pulling together the listing report. And thank you to everyone here and others who couldn't be here who shared wonderful stories from the memorial's inception. And all of those who put in submissions for the listing proposal, because these really do make a difference. And thank you to the Christchurch City Council who look after this national memorial, and to Te Whakaoranga, whose initiatives we'll be hearing about shortly.
So on behalf of the Otatahi Christchurch branch, we're just absolutely thrilled to have this happen. Can I say at last, at long last, to have a national memorial for women on the list one for Heritage New Zealand is really a great thing. And we're hugely grateful to Robin Burgess for the amazing amount of work she's done, and Rosemary Baird, and all from Heritage New Zealand. We're just, you know, absolutely thrilled, and we will treasure this. And thank you, Robin, for your very interesting history of how this came about. And again, especially thrilling for us to have the artist's relations sister and niece here too on this day. Thank you. So I'd now like to invite Helen Osborne from Kate Shepherd House to come and speak to us. Thank you, Helen. Great to always have you here, and we really enjoy your story. So thank you for coming and speaking to us again.
So nice to be here without the construction behind us, isn't it? Although we've got this building yet to be done. But what a thrill to be here today, and thank you to the National Council of Women for inviting me to speak. I represent Kate Shepherd House. So tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Helen Osborne tōku ingoa. Kei Otatahi tōku kāinga, engari no Otatahi tōku whanau. Ko Inga Ringi, ko Arana, tōku whakapaka mai. Ina ko nui ana ki ngā mahi e piani, ki ngā wahi tonga, ki ngā mahi o pueri tonga. Nā reira, me mihi a Ngātu Hiriri and the Mayor, Nieres, and all the councillors and you, the public, who've come here today. I mihi atu nei, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. So I'm Helen Osborne and I work for Heritage New Zealand, Koheri Tonga, so you've got me as well today. I'm the property lead of Te Whare Wai Utu to Kate Shepherd House, which also has just been identified as a significant site. Very excitingly, in August, we, along with 11 other sites in Waitaha, Canterbury, have been identified on the Tohu Whenua itinerary. So this is a partnership between Heritage New Zealand and Department of Conservation. And so there are only 11 sites that were identified of national significance that our tourists should come and visit. And again, we've just said before, this wonderful memorial is something that's been identified, but also Kate Shepherd's house, where she lived and worked. So I'm thrilled to be managing that now going forward, and we hope to be really busy in the future. But today we're here in front of our national memorial to remember, honour and reflect, and looking around the audience to see so many wonderful faces that are familiar. We all are sharing this legacy today of the Wahine women, and to show our respect on how their extraordinary leadership sort of led to this incredible seismic change in New Zealand. So these women really did shape Aotearoa New Zealand and the course that we were heading for and where we are today. And their courage and vision brought about this enormous change, not just politically, but socially, culturally, and morally within what was the British colonial empire. Kate Shepherd was appointed the National Superintendent of the Women's, Christian, Temperance Unions Franchise Department, and she really was a civil rights leader, not just a suffrage leader in many sense of the word. She understood that women's enfranchisement was not simply about the right to vote. New Zealand was a democratic country, yet half of the population was excluded from voting. For her and the other Wahine women, it was about universal suffrage, regardless of race, class, or creed. It was about humanity, dignity, and raising the mana of all Wahine women. These Wahine asserted a space in society where dialogue, debate, and reason could prevail. Even with those who opposed them, the suffrage movement was a national endeavour and it was deeply connected to a broader social reform. And the WCTU, New Zealand's first national women's organisation, focused quite heavily on domestic violence, child welfare, and social harms of alcohol, which disproportionately affected women and children. The opposition against the WCTU's movements was a powerful force. The liquor lobby, who fought to silence women's voices and protect their economic interests and maintain political control, often silenced them. Repeatedly, bills granting women the vote passed the House of Representatives only to be blocked by the unelected male-dominated Legislative Council. As national leader of the WCTU's suffrage campaign, Kate Sheppard never gave up. She rallied women across the country, demonstrating the power of organized, persistent, and peaceful civic action. She insisted on the right of women to express themselves, engage in reasoned debate, and challenge unjust authority. The key milestones of the franchise bill, the first one was passed in 1887. It went through to the second reading with a majority of 41 in favour of women getting right to vote and 22 against, but it was defeated in the committee stages. In 1889, the suffrage bill was reintroduced as a property-based compromise, which Sheppard used, she argued, that this was not following the principles and values that humanity, not property, was the basis for equal citizenship. In 1891, the first national women's suffrage petition collected just over 20,000 signatures, 10,000 signatures, demonstrating widespread support. The second one in 1892 collected 20,000 signatures, but it was the 1893, the third petition, that gathered 31,872 signatures, which was a quarter of all women over the age of 21 living in New Zealand at that time. Despite opposition, including personal threats and slurs and opposition, Sheppard fought behind the scenes and ensured the electoral bill would go through. She had to fight further and sort of that in the back house behind the scenes because the opposition was collecting petitions against suffrage bill going through, and she even submitted a detailed memorandum directly to the governor of New Zealand demonstrating the previous understanding of the bill in the past and the widespread support for women's voting rights. The governor made his decision on the 19th of September 1893 and the bill making Aotearoa the first self-governing country in the world to grant women the right to vote went through. This was far more than a legal milestone. It was a profound shift in citizenship and democracy. Women were no longer invisible to public life. They were recognised as equal participants in shaping the nation. Kate Sheppard's work did not end there. She became a suffrage advocate and speaker in Great Britain. And on her return, she set up a mini women's parliament, the National Council of Women, which met every year with the women leaders of Aotearoa. They campaigned for women to sit in public office, for equal pay, for legal reforms benefiting women and children, and for women's voices in the justice system, challenging entrenched assumptions about women's capabilities, using reason and evidence and moral argument to advance equality. Today, we reflect on their achievements, which required courage, persistence, and collective action. These women stood against a powerful and social, economic, political force, and they prevailed. They set a precedent, not only for New Zealand, but for the world. So today, as we honour their legacy and their significance in our shared memory, I really am thrilled that this memorial has been officially recognised as a Category 1 for its outstanding significance. Let's leave today and make it our responsibility to share their courage and be inspired by their strategy and recognise that their struggle laid the foundations for a more humane, democratic and equal society. and let us ensure that the story of Kate Sheppard and her fellow suffragists continue to resonate with every generation. Bring your whānau, bring your tamariki, your friends, to the place where she lived and worked, to Whare Wai Utuutu, Kate Sheppard House, to also recognise the power of civic courage and our people's enduring fight for equality. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you for reminding us that it really was a battle to gain women's suffrage, and of the benefit of perseverance, they got there in the end. I have much pleasure in asking Katie Chilton from Te Whakaranga Trust to come and give us an update on their work. Thank you, Katie.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Katie Chilton, tōku ingoa. My name is Katie Chilton. I'm a landscape architect and a volunteer member of the Te Whakaranga Charitable Trust. Our purpose is to benefit the community by supporting the enhancement of the Kate Sheppard National Memorial Site, ensuring this place reflects the mana and legacy of the suffrage movement it commemorates. As many of you know, today we are gathered at one of only two national memorials in Ototahi Christchurch. The other is the Earthquake Memorial. It's also one of only two memorials in the city that depict women. The other is Queen Victoria and Victoria Square. Despite the central location, the Kate Sheppard Memorial lacks the visibility and reverence it deserves. It's hidden by trees, disconnected from surrounding spaces, and not easily visible from key pedestrian routes. With the restoration of the old municipal chambers now complete, we have a timely opportunity to reimagine this space, ensuring its prominence and inviting deeper public engagement with the legacy of New Zealand's pioneering women. Last Suffrage Day, my fellow Trust member Anna Connor introduced Te Whakaranga Charitable Trust, shared our kaupapa and the progress we had made. Over the past year, we've continued to build momentum, establishing the trust, securing charitable status, hosting a design hui with key stakeholders, and beginning to work on a concept plan for public engagement. These hui have brought together community leaders and interested parties to imagine a future for the site that is inclusive, vibrant, and deeply connected to our city's identity. Our all-women project team is committed to revitalising the memorial while respecting the original artist's vision. We're not proposing changes to the memorial itself, but rather enhancements that elevate its presence and accessibility. Our plans include seating, storyboards that encourage reflection and learning, improved connections to Oxford Terrace, and planting that embodies whakaranga, revival, restoration, and well-being. We're also embracing the reverse side of the memorial, removing barriers like the hedge, and introducing seating, having, and planting to invite engagement at multiple levels. We have achieved several key milestones so far. We have launched a website and continue to update it with relevant information. We were successful in our submission to Heritage New Zealand, and in March, the Kate Sheppard Memorial was officially recognised as a National Historic Place. We've shared a draft concept plan with Christchurch City Council, who have expressed strong support for the project. We're finalising a public consultation plan with Council, including a Have Your Say profile. We're preparing to submit the final design and engagement report early next year. We're gearing up to launch a fundraising campaign. If you're interested in supporting this, we'd love to speak with you. And most excitingly, we've partnered with an all-women construction team from Sarikia Property to help bring our vision to life. In 1993, the creation of the Kate Sheppard Memorial was a collective effort, echoing the spirit of the suffrage campaign itself. Partially funded by public support, it stands as a testament to what can be achieved when communities come together with purpose. Today, we carry that legacy forward, designing and building a refreshed memorial site that reflects the courage, unity, and vision of those who came before us, while welcoming new stories and voices into the space. We warmly invite you to join us on this journey to help bring greater visibility, mana, and meaning to this important place in our city. Ngā mihi nui, and thank you to the National Council of Women for the opportunity to share this update.
Katie, we are in awe of your enthusiasm and motivation on behalf of the Trust, and we really want to thank the Trust so much for all the work and the ongoing work that is to come. And what a fantastic idea to make this memorial so much more visible for all women in Aotearoa New Zealand. It's a great thrill for me to invite two young wahine, Ruby and Elijah, to come and speak to us now, and they are representing the Christchurch Youth Council. Welcome, guys.
Kia ora. Nō rūnaka kai ohi o Ōtautahi. We are the Christchurch Youth Council, a group of rangatahi volunteers dedicated to advocating for strong youth voice in Christchurch. We aim to provide young people with the avenue to have their say, to create a foundation where the youth voice is as valued as others in the community. Kia ora. I ngā mana, I ngā reo, I ngā karangatanga maha, tēnā koutou katoa. Nō mai, hari mai, ka nui te mihi ki a koutou. Ko Tarawera te maunga, ko Te Atoa te awa, ko Te Aroa te iwi, ko Te Aroa te waka. Ko Ngāti Rangatihi mea Ngāta Pikiau oku hapu. Ko unu ku mai rantonga te wharenui, ko Punawhakarea te marae, no Ōtautahi toku kāinga, no Whakatū toku kāinga, no Ōtautahi toku kāinga e nai nei. Ko Rangi toku papa, ko Lora toku mamo, ko Wola toku teina, ko Alia au. Unuhia ki te urutapu nui, ki a wātea, ki a māma, te ngākau, te tinana, te wairua, i te ara takata. Ko ia rā i rungu, whaka iria aki ki runga. Ki a tina, tina, haumie, huie, taikie. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Mana wahine. Māori women had their own mana, authority and prestige, deeply rooted in whakapapa, land rights, and spirituality. Women were often landowners, decision-makers, and held influential roles in iwi and hapu. They participated in karakia, waiata, whakatauki, and were guardians of mātauranga Māori, Māori knowledge. Some were even rangatira, like kahi te rau o te rangi or mere rikiriki. Before the Crown imposed these systems, Māori society recognised the balance between masculine and feminine energies, not as competing, but as complementary. British colonisation brought patriarchal structures that disrupted that gender balance in Māori society. Land confiscations and the introduction of European legal systems stripped Māori women of land ownership and leadership roles. The Treaty of Waitangi was signed only by men in most cases, thus reflecting colonial gender bias, not tikanga Māori. Now, New Zealand is proud of being the first country to grant women the vote, but Māori women still face systemic inequalities. We experience disproportionate rates of violence, poverty, and incarceration, with over 60% of women in prisons across New Zealand being Māori. Hana Rāwhiti Mai Pikuad at just 21 is a sign of resurgence and resistance. She is the symbol of change. Youngest MP in 170 years, proud advocate of Te Ao Māori, Te Reo and youth leadership. Her win is not just political, it's cultural. It's a cultural reclamation of mana wahine. She challenges traditional notions of who belongs in Parliament. True suffrage is not just the right to vote. It's the right to be heard, to be seen, and to be respected. Will you help amplify Māori women's voices or let the silence of colonisation continue to echo? Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, ko Ruby tōku ingoa. I've rewritten this speech multiple times over the past week because I found it hard to find a balance between the joy that comes with commemorating such a historic victory for the women of our country and the sadness in the steps backward that we are facing today. And then I stumbled across a quote. Those that fail to learn from history are destined to repeat it. I'm sure that many of you will agree that in Aotearoa today, too many have forgotten that lesson. 132 years ago, women in this country fought for and won the right to vote. We were the first in the world. We told every young woman on this planet, your voice matters. Your ideas matter. You matter. I mean, first in the world to this day, I can't quite believe it. But when I look around at our country today, the disbelief that I feel is not so positive. 132 years ago, women in this country fought to be recognised as equal citizens. And 1 month ago, the front page of one of our leading news outlets called Female Cabinet Ministers Derogatory Slurs. 132 years ago, women proved that their voices matter. And in 2025, our female leaders are still being threatened with violence for taking their seat at council. 132 years ago, women proved their voices matter. And tomorrow, women from across Aotearoa will march not because they want to, but because they have to win back a right our mothers should never have to win twice. That is why today is more than history, because today is our day to celebrate progress and to celebrate our victories, but tomorrow will be a reminder that progress can be undone. Today is a call to every one of us to keep building on what was started, so our daughters inherit a country where dignity can never be taken away. People often say to me that starts with me. It's you, it's your generation that are the future. You'll be the ones that create change. But we have to remember, the future is written by what we choose to do right now. Me standing on the steps of Parliament demanding a voice of rangatahi did not start with me, but it started with my mother supporting the single mothers in my community. It started with Jacinda Ardern showing the world that compassion is not a weakness. It started with Hannah Rafferty, who showed me that leadership does not wait for age or permission. The change your children will create begins with you. The change your grandchildren will create begins with you. The change of the generations to come begins with you. So let's not just gather here today to remember. Let's recommit. Let's not only honour the voices of 1893, but ensure they are echoed into tomorrow, into 2050, and into every year that follows. And let us be brave enough, loud enough, and united enough to finish what was started 132 years ago. Ngā mihi nui ki a kaha au jau.
Thank you, Ruby and Elia. That was amazing. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your call to action. We will listen. Ngā mihi nui to all our speakers. I have a couple of special thank yous. One is to Sam Marshall and the Christchurch City Council for their support. They've been amazing in making sure that we could have this, and the sound system has been great. Thank you very much to Plains Media, who are recording this, and a special thank you to Bibi, I don't know where she is, Bibi and her team from our organising committee, who have just done an amazing job in making sure that this all runs smoothly. So thank you so much, Bibi and T. Next event for NCWNZ is the Hilda Lovell-Smith event, which is an annual event that we hold every year. Some of you may have come to the Richmond Club last year to a very exciting fun quiz night. You'll be thrilled to know that the next quiz night is another quiz night. It's a game show, and that's happening on Thursday the 30th of October, not Halloween, the night before, Thursday the 30th. There'll be lots of advertising on our socials and around different organisations. But get a team together. Come on, Christchurch City Council, get a team and come to the game show and show us what you've got. Tomorrow, as Ruby has mentioned, is the Women's March, which begins at Victoria Square at 10 a.m. Anyone who is interested in becoming involved in NCWNZ, we have committee members going around with flyers, which tells us all about us. So please talk to them or myself or anyone else if you do have interest. Just, we hope you can leave today feeling inspired by the stories of the past efforts of some incredible woman in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
and by the continuing work that is being done to support women and girls in so many ways. The release of the 2025 NCWNZ Gender Attitudes Survey came out just yesterday, and it shows that although many New Zealanders want gender equality to be achieved, there is still a lot of complacency and pushback from several quarters. You can view the survey results on the NCWNZ website. It provides for some quite sobering reading. 132 years on and we are not done yet, as several of our spokers have said. Just as a final celebration, I would like to ask Judith Sutherland to come and present the award for the Kate Shepherd Memorial Trust.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. I am Judith Sutherland, and as a committee member, I'm deputising for Karina Brown, chair of the Kate Shepherd Advisory Committee. Now, the Kate Shepherd Memorial Trust Scholarship was established in 1993, you know, the suffrage centennial, with surplus money from the fund raised for this memorial. It's quite remarkable that there was money left over from a fundraising situation. I don't think that happens these days. National Council of Women, Ōtautahi Christchurch, has always been represented on the Kate Shepherd Memorial Advisory Committee. And at the 125th anniversary of suffrage in 2018, National Council of Women Christchurch became a friend of the Trust. We welcome more friends. It's all on the website. So today, it is my privilege and pleasure to announce the recipient of the Kate Shepherd Memorial Trust Award for 2025. And here she is, Catherine Ellis, a 24-year-old University of Canterbury student. She will explain to you her PhD research, which is the development model, the development of a model of endometriosis incorporating the mechanical microenvironment. So please congratulate and welcome Catherine to explain her research. And as the saying goes, the check will be in the mail.
Tēnā koutou katoa, thank you very much for that lovely introduction. So as briefly mentioned, my research considers endometriosis, which is a chronic condition where tissue that is like the lining of the uterus is found outside of it. The first time it was described was over 3,000 years ago, but it is still incurable in New Zealand. It takes on average 10 years from when people start having symptoms to when they get a diagnosis, which is an incredibly long time to not know what is happening in your body, which can come with a lot of pain, fatigue, discomfort, pain with literally everything, disruption in school, in the workplace, infertility. And it probably cost our country about $2 billion a year in lost income and in healthcare costs. So the purpose of my research is to try and create a better way to find treatments for endometriosis. Currently, we approach endometriosis by surgery to cut it out, which is very invasive on the body and very hard to access in the New Zealand public health system, or painkillers, or birth control, none of which are sufficiently effective for the 100,000 to 150,000 patients we have in New Zealand. So one of the key reasons that we struggle to find new treatments is that humans are pretty unique in being able to menstruate. So when we try and find treatments, we tend to mince up uterus and inject it into rats. This does not really translate to the human body or the things that happen when we have cycles of hormones. So the next step that people tend to do is that we grow endometriosis cells that we've taken from people in something like a petri dish. So the reason, well, one of many reasons that this doesn't work particularly well is that plastic is very hard and human bodies are very soft. Endometriosis grows in very soft, tends to be skin deep lesions, which to use some technical terms, is on the metric of about 250 pascals. When we grow it on plastic, that is in gigapascals, which is 10 to the power of 9, times Pascal. So it is completely different to the human body, and it is very, very hard to develop models that correctly mimic the body to be able to accurately see how endometriosis behaves. So this very generous scholarship is going to support me to spend 12 months in the United States of America at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology trying to get endometriosis samples to correctly grow in a model that is more representative of our very soft human bodies. And the idea here is that hopefully this will move us steps closer to being able to test treatments more accurately, so that when we go and try and take them through to clinical trials, they may actually provide some relief for the many, many endometriosis patients in the world, to allow women and girls to actually fulfill their full potential in the way they would like in all of the domains of society in which endometriosis is a substantial hindrance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine. That sounds absolutely amazing, and best of luck to you. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming here today. If you have a white camellia and you'd like to, please feel free to come forward and lay the camellia at the bottom of the memorial statue. Kia ora, everyone.
You've been listening to a special recording of the White Camellia Day event celebrating 132 years since New Zealand women gained the right to vote, hosted by the National Council of Women Canterbury Branch and produced by Plains Media.